This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Thousands marched in more than a dozen communities across the state in the largest protest since 2020. In Denver yesterday, thousands took to the streets to protest the Trump administration's policies. Logan Ferreira says he marched against fascism.
He is restricting free speech. He's restricting the rights of LGBTQ people. He's targeting individual civilians for action, illegal action, on no grounds.
Denver police call the daytime demonstrations peaceful. In the evening, two smaller groups were repelled by police with smoke and gas canisters when they attempted to access I-25. In Grand Junction, close to 1,000 people gathered in an I-70 overpass. 81-year-old Betty Tanksley came with her daughter and granddaughters, who pushed her in her wheelchair.
I have never been this afraid for the country. This is the worst it's ever been. We are all one human race. Let's act human.
Some counter-protesters drove by in their cars and trucks. In Colorado Springs, thousands filled downtown. Navy veteran Roger Strokland said he took an oath to defend the Constitution.
And it's about time that the president actually realized that's his job, is to execute the laws set forth in the Constitution, written by the legislature, interpreted by the courts, and he is not doing that. He's trying to be a dictator.
Around the state, others said they came out in support of immigration, education, public lands, and veterans. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.